Mishnah in Reish Taditet, Sif Aleph and Beis, like was just mentioned, Sif Aleph has a well-known halacha and a very unwell-known halacha. The well-known halacha is that you're not supposed to eat before Havdalah. And some people get very hungry and they want to eat before Havdalah. And they always rush home to make Havdalah, so they should be able to eat. However, there is a halacha that you're allowed to drink before Havdalah, water. Other mashkin you're not allowed to, but water, as lechel shum davar yafilu lishtes yayin oisher mashkin chutz mimayim mishatashach. However, I think the Aruch HaShulchan points out already that we also, most people don't drink water because of the halacha that it says that between Mincha Ma'ariv and Matzei Shabbos you're not supposed to drink water from Nehoreis, because that's when the neshamas go back and people don't want to be gezel in neshamas. Ein lishtes mayim in a Nehoreis. So really, Bismaneinu, most people are not drinking from the Nehoreis. Therefore, it came from the Nehoreis. Well, that's a question whether or not you should drink water by Shal Shudas. The minhag of the Eidim certainly is. And not to drink water, though, from the Nehoreis. You shouldn't drink.
Spring water?
No, that's fine, because it was taken out before I left. So, not to eat anything, and... However, you're allowed to drink water. Now, this halacha also means to say that if you already hit Misha Techshach, is really a question when's Misha Techshach. A philosophic Hashicha says in Mishnah Berurah, which according to us that we're choishes already from Shkiyas Hachama. The main of the halacha is that after Shkiyas Hachama one should really not eat anything. Therefore, one should be medaktik to have Shal Shudas before Shkiyas Hachama. The Mishnah Berurah says, B'shas Atchak, you can wait up until a half an hour. Up until a half an hour you have after Shkiyas Hachama. Now, the Pashas Mishnah Berurah is going, where he lived, and they waited 72. Up until half an hour is still before, it says, before Ben Hashmashas, according to Ben Atam. And therefore, he was makel to be saying up until half an hour. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where the minig is to go Mi'ikra Adin, like the Gurin, and after a half an hour, you already have to say Gechavim by far shot, at least by 10 minutes, then, just about, then they say that one should not, L'chatchila, certainly, one should be medaktik not to start after Shkiyas Hachama. However, if he's running late and he hasn't started he hasn't had Shal Shudas yet, then he does have a few minutes after Shkiyah, because it's only a Safik and it's Ben Hashmashas and it's a Vaday Mitzvah that he has over here, Safik Derabanan. How many minutes exactly? It's hard to know how many minutes exactly. Some say 9, like Ramesh says when you get to Tefsik Tara, you have 9 minutes after, even though he was going in the Rebbein Otam, really, the Cheshbon of Rebbein Otam. But, what? The Safik is when the Laila is. When does Laila officially come in? So. What's that? No. The American Rebbein Otam, which is 50, which Tefsik Yechavim would come out to be 9 minutes according to the Gaon. The way that he cheshbens Rebbein Otam, that's how 9 minutes is. So you have a few minutes, but more than a few minutes, one should really try to be medaktik to have to start at the Suda before Shkiyas Hachama. Now, what happens if a person davens Ma'ariv 20 minutes after Teis? 20 minutes after Shkiyas Hachama. So you're not allowed to have, you have to start Shal Shudas 10 minutes before the end of the day, because you're not supposed to have a Suda half an hour before Zman Krishma. So Kimdomani, I saw at one point the Shmish Shabbos Kostad, he says that we don't reckon it from day to day, then Kenzai, we don't reckon it. In other words, if you're starting before, if it's not even the day that you're Mechuyev in Krishma, so then you can't tell me that you have to start during the daytime where it's not the Chiv Bechlal of the next day. You don't have to, it wouldn't be makif. You wouldn't have to. Once you get to Shkiyas Hachama, then you have an issue. So really, that's another reason why maybe you should be medaktik beforehand to have before Shkiyas Hachama. Now, the halacha is that if once a person already started eating, then he's allowed to continue till after Shkiyas Hachama, if you after Shkiyas Hachama. Now, what constitutes eating? So with two things we know, everything in between is a little bit of a suffix. We know that if you had a maitzi, then you're allowed to continue your hamaitzi, and even you're allowed to continue things which are not hamaitzi that you're having teich l'suda. However, if you started drinking, then the fact you started drinking is not considered enough of a kviyah, says Mishnah Berurah, to be mamshechet to say that, oh, I already started drinking before Shkiyas Hachama, I continue after Shkiyas Hachama. The shaila is, what's with mezainis? is mezainis considered enough of a kviyas to continue? So l'chora, there's a good side to be. I saw that. This is what thing I want to look up. The Shmishas Chasa is mistopic in it. So the Shmishas Chasa is mistopic. L'chora, there's a good side to be mekel because batzmi can be mekayim your suda shlishes with mezainis, which also with fruits b'shas atchak. So therefore, l'chora, we should say to be mekel. I would have thought this may be even a dictic in the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Shtiyah lav davar choshev hu shetoyel haskalas min b'inyan, says Mishnah Berurah. Shtiyah is not a davar choshev. Mashma, maybe that mezainis, eating mamish, would be considered a davar choshev. L'mais of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say klar, and the Aruch HaShulchan does say klar that mezainis is not considered a kviyas. Therefore, if you want to be able to make kaim shal shuddas with mezainis, then l'chadchilo l'chayro, one should be makbed to finish his shalosh shuddas before shkiyas hachama, because it's not so pashut that he's able to carry on after shkiyas hachama. Aruch HaShulchan says lahedya that it doesn't carry on. Mishra Ruri don't have a raya. Therefore, lechatchila one should if he's washing, start before shkiyas hachama. If he's not washing, finish before shkiyas hachama.